Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it. How's it going, everybody? Ben here. Alex, what's up?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We were just talking about our crazy weeks and everything we've been going through, but we're going to make it. Tomorrow's Friday. Well, today's Friday if you're listening to this.
Yes.
That's fun. We're in the future already. That works out for us.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've got the weekend. We got gaming. What else are we doing? What were we going to talk about? Oh, TV shows.
TV shows.
Oh, that Industrial Light and Magic show on Disney Plus. It's a documentary about ILM, the people who created the special effects for Star Wars, and all the different techniques they invented, and all the names and the people. If you're a huge Star Wars fan like me, you'll know all those names and all those people and stuff. And it's really cool behind the scenes. It's not just George Lucas talking about Star Wars. It talks about the company itself. So it moves on from Star Wars, and then it moves into the 80s, and it moves into computer graphics that they started, and it ends with Jurassic Park. They actually created the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. It's really cool. I've got one episode left. They're an hour each. It's really worth your time. If you're interested in computer graphics and in any like that kind of stuff, check it out. It's definitely worth it.
Noise.
Alex, what you've been watching?
I like that. Rings of Power on Amazon Prime. Rings of Power. I'm a big Lord of the Rings fan, so I like the show. It's pretty interesting so far. I'm curious to see where it goes. So I highly recommend, if you are a Lord of the Rings follower and you're skeptical, watch it for yourself and make your own judgment.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
There's a lot of Twitter noise. Don't listen to it. Just watch it.
Don't. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a show.
It's Twitter, watch it. Facebook. Yeah. Watch it. Make your own determination.
Yeah.
It's a good show. I like it.
Hannah and I, we always say, let's turn it on for a half hour. If we don't like it, we'll turn it off. You don't have to.
That's a good way. Yeah.
You don't have to watch everything. Anyway.
You don't have to like everything. Yes.
Yeah.
Anywho, so, what we got today, Ben?
So, gaming, we're going to talk about the Nintendo Direct that was on Tuesday morning, the 13th. And, Alex, you're going to talk about Ubisoft Forward, which I believe was earlier this week, whatever day. I did not watch the Ubisoft one, so I'm going to kind of find out from you. I got an email, but I didn't go into it in detail.
Shame.
I know some of the announcements, but do you know all the Nintendo announcements? No. Shame.
I know only one, which you'll get to, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then we're going to sprinkle that in at the end with a little PlayStation. They just had a little 20-minute thing. Nothing major really there. Just kind of getting people hyped for games that are coming. That was really all I kind of would say about that. So, do you want me to start Nintendo? I assume we'd start there.
Yeah, let's open up. You go with Nintendo, right, and then we'll go from there.
It was a jam-packed Direct. The rumor was there was going to be a lot of announcements, and there really was. It was like, there was even a new thing that I've never seen them do in a Direct before. They usually, each thing gets its own voiceover work, and somebody is saying, like, in this game, Kirby and his friends, blah, 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 and this is what you do in the game. They even had a segment. There were so many games in here where they just put music on in the background and they just showed you gameplay clips. And so they just kept rolling with more and more and more. So it was like they really jammed stuff in here. So just off the top, these are some of the big names. There's a new Fire Emblem game coming. It's called Fire Emblem Engage. It comes out in January. That's a brand new title as announced. Going down the list here, Octopath Traveler 2, that's a JRPG. Okay. That's coming out in February. That was announced, never before announced until now.
Nice.
Let's see. A new Rune Factory series is coming. They have Rune Factory 3 coming to Switch, which is an older game. But mm-hmm. they did say a new Rune Factory will come in the future. They didn't say an exact.
Right.
If you're a fan of that. And then they talked about N64 games coming to the Switch Online service. If mm-hmm. you have the full package, the expansion pass and all that extra stuff, you get the 64 games. They're bringing Pilot Wings, Mario Party 1, 2, and 3, Pokemon nice. Stadium. And those games that I just mentioned come out this year. Next year, so right. January on, Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2, and 1080 Snowboarding, and Excite Bike 64 all are coming next year. Coming soon, and it was really cool, you'd appreciate this. They just had a black screen, and it was da-dun, and the circle came across the screen, and James Bond shoots
no
you.
No way.
GoldenEye is coming to the 64 online. You can play that nice. Coming soon. Whether it's this year, next year, I don't know. But the announcement was awesome. The announcer even paused and then they played the little music or whatever. Man, it was cool.
I hope that comes across to the PlayStation console. That would be nice to play the classic also. It'd be very nice. But we'll
That'd
see.
Be cool. That remember, that was on 64, GoldenEye.
Yeah.
It wasn't on PlayStation, I don't think. I think it was just
no,
on 64.
It was 64, but Xbox revealed that too for their stuff. It's coming to Xbox, the GoldenEye. So I'm hoping PlayStation picks it up also and you know plays with it. It'll be nice. But yes, that's
cool.
That's awesome.
Oh man, there were so many things. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Wave 3 of the DLC was announced. So okay. Hannah and I have talked about Wave 1, Wave 2 here on the podcast. Wave 3 is coming out around the holidays, and it includes Merry Mountain, which is a Christmas-themed track. I've never played it before. It's on the Mario Kart Tour. Excuse me. I can't talk. Mario Kart Tour, the mobile game.
Yep.
That track was on there. I never played it on there. I don't play that game that much. And then Peach Gardens is coming from the DS, which... That one is a real upgrade because the DS is like 64 style graphics, and now you're bringing it to the Switch. Like, it's a real upgrade. So it looked gorgeous.
Nice.
But that comes out around the Christmas holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Pikmin 4 was announced. Pikmin 3 was on the Wii U, and they ported it to the Switch. Pikmin 4 comes out next year. Miyamoto is such a goofball, I swear. He's so goofy and weird. He's talked about Pikmin Bloom, which launched in the spring of this year, so like a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, basically, the whole thing was like, please play it. I know there's not a lot of people playing it, but please play it. And you just felt bad. And it was like, Miyamoto, Pikmin have never been a huge hit for Nintendo, but he just keeps on making them. It's kind of this weird like pet project of his. And he keeps making them. I'm certainly a fan. I enjoy Pikmin. I've played the games. But it's not like your Mario, your Zelda, your Mario Kart. It's just not an endless seller. It's a little small game. Anyway.
Right.
He's talking about that mobile game. He really wants people to try it. And I guess people are not trying it. But and then he announced Pikmin 4, and it was just a little clip, and it looked really cool, like really different than the rest of the series, and it got me back into it, like, oh, okay, I can see why I'd want to play this, because they bring you down to like a Toy Story level where you're at the level of the Pikmin and everything looks huge, and they're doing this stuff with scale and stuff in the game that makes it look really cool. You're in a backyard and everything looks larger than life and stuff. Which they didn't do in the past. So it looked really good, I think. But that was kind of the big never-before-announced thing. And then he said he made a new t-shirt. And I was like, what?
Oh, okay.
And it had the Pikmin logo on his t-shirt. And he was like, I even made a new t-shirt. Ha ha. And I'm like, You're such a little kid by heart. It's just so funny. I don't want to say weirdo. I don't want to talk like mean about him because
he's
really contributed to gaming in a huge way, but he's just a little goofy. I don't know how else to explain it, but
I like it.
Resident Evil, like basically every Resident Evil you can play on PlayStation and Xbox is coming to the Switch. A lot of cloud versions where you don't actually own the game when you get a cloud version, but you do have a license to play the game and it streams over the internet to your console. Okay. So it's running on a more powerful hardware somewhere else, but it's streaming to your Switch and you can play it on the go. It's like using the PS Remote Play app. Same concept, but you pay per title, I think, instead of pay per the app. What's that?
Right. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was going to say it sounds like the Stadia also. Stadia does the same thing, I believe.
Exactly like that. Yes. Resident Evil Village, Resident Evil 8, Resident Evil Village DLC. There will be a third person mode, which is never out before. That's coming just to the Switch, December. Resident Evil.
Both.
Oh, is it coming, the other ones? Okay.
Yeah. They announced it a few weeks back. Just a correction. That's all. Yeah. You're good.
Well, it's coming the same time. Is it December for the other games? Systems?
Yep, as well. Great. You got it. Yep.
And then this year, Resident Evil 7, Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3, all will have cloud versions on the Switch. So you can play them on the go if you want to.
If you want to get into Resident Evil and start the series, perfect opportunity right there
on
the Switch.
Or if you played them on your home console and you want to play them on the toilet, or you're going on a trip and you want to play them on a toilet in a hotel room, you can play them on a toilet in a hotel room.
There you go. On the go. On the go. Nice.
Let's see. Lots of other stuff in here. Oh, Kirby Return to Dreamland Deluxe is a remaster, whatever the heck those things are, of a Wii title back on the Nintendo Wii. And they're bringing it to the Switch because of Kirby's popularity lately. And it's a 4-player local co-op game. You can play it. Everybody can play as Kirby at the same time, or there's other characters. Comes out in February. I think definitely Anna and I will probably play that together.
I can see you two picking it up.
We loved Forgotten Land, so definitely going to pick that up. Why not? Then,
yeah, that'll be a good episode too. So
yeah, that'll be a good podcast episode for sure. And then Breath of the Wild 2 is now no longer. Mm-hmm. It's Zelda, The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, like sad
That's
tears.
What I heard. That's the one thing I heard, yes.
Yeah. So I'm thinking this might be a 3-part series because it. I could see that happening. This could be in the middle. Maybe there's a third. You heard it here first, people. I predicted it first. May of next year, this game comes out. We have a release date. May 12th, the game comes out.
Okay.
So that was cool to see. A new trailer, of course. New little things in there for people to dissect and cut up and chop up like crazy on the internet. I'm sure every channel out there, Game Explained and everybody else, has a breakdown of the trailer out there if you want to look at it. And then I wrote No Metroid Sad Face. I thought there was a rumor that Metroid Prime, the GameCube game, would be remastered and brought to Switch for the holidays. And sadly, we have not gotten that announcement yet.
Bummer.
Now, it's only September. Well, it's September 15th as we record this. So there's still hope. Maybe it'll come announcement in October, but who knows? We'll
see. Might want to really surprise you fans, like catch you off guard. Like, here we go. Here's the trailer or something.
Maybe they didn't have a trailer ready yet. Maybe the game's not just there yet. I don't know. Maybe we'll get an announcement Christmas time that'll be coming in March.
Yep.
Who knows?
That's a good one, too. Who knows?
But some other little notable things. I don't want to drag on too long. We've got a minute or so more here before we need to move on. But It Takes Two, a game that you and I want to play on PlayStation.
Yes.
Still have yet to pick it up. It's been on sales. It's not, the stars have not aligned. Coming to Switch. It has co-op on the same system, local co-op, meaning you have a Switch, I have a Switch, we can co-op together in the same room. We can co-op on the same Switch in the same room. Or you can go online for free. And the other person downloads that little pass, you know, like they did with A Way Out, how you and I played that. One person can purchase the game. The other can play co-op for free through the online service. That comes out November 11th. So, Alex, if you want to get a Switch for Christmas, it's Takes Two. We'll be on there. We can play together. No need for you to do that.
About that. I'll get to that later here. About that.
Even though we have a more powerful PS5 that we can play it on right now.
And tons of games coming out.
There was a Xenoblade Chronicles 3 DLC was announced. Mm-hmm. I don't play that game. A whole bunch of Front Mission games, some tactical games from Japan. Like three of them are coming. That was kind of big. Splatoon 3, the Splatfest. They announced a new Splatfest in the game. Since the game is out now, you can play it. You can play on... It always asks you a question. What would you bring to a deserted island? And then you select a team that you want to play on. And you go online and you battle. And if you win a lot with that team, then that answer becomes the number one answer. And your team wins. You've seen this in other games before. But the choices are, I would bring gear. I would bring grub. Or I would bring fun to the island. So you can join team gear, team grub, or team fun for the next month if you want to. Team
Team grub all the way.
Team grub. Yeah. I would probably bring fun just because you can find, you can make tools, you can make shelter, you can find food. But if you don't have any toys or anything to keep you occupied, you'll get real bored. I'd get real bored because I'm like OCD. I'd have to have something to do all the time.
You can build sandcastles. You don't need no toys.
True. You could. You could go swimming. Diving, yeah. Climb a tree.
Coconuts from trees. Exactly. Yeah, there you go. You got it.
Probably be too tired to have fun.
That's why you go Team Grub. You bring the food with you.
So you can have your delicious Oreo Neapolitan cookies you got over there.
Exactly. You nailed it.
Helping you get through this podcast. It's funny. Nice. The only other thing real quick to mention is that there were not one, not two, not three, but four JRPG farming games that were announced.
Oh my god, wow.
I was like, another one and another. Here's another one. And it was like, you live in a quaint farming town. You farm and now you're asked to go on a grand adventure. And I'm like, okay, these are not for me. So somebody out there, if you love Japanese RPGs and you love farming in a game, let me know. Like, send us an email because I want to meet, I want to talk with you. Because of the four games, which one was the best? That's what I want to know from you. Like,
that's a good question.
Tell us which one you think is you're most excited for. Because there were several games that talked about farming, and I was like, this is, how can this be? They're all coming out at the same time.
At the same time, the same genre as well.
But, yeah, there was a little bit of Mario Rabbids Sparks of Hope in there. But you're going to talk more about that, I'm sure, in the Ubisoft.
Ubisoft, yes.
I mean, if you don't have much to say, that's fine, too. I'm just saying there it was in there. That's what I'm looking forward to playing next on my Switch the most. Like, that's what I'm waiting for is October 20th, so I can pick that one up. But
Rabbids.
That will kind of transition us over to Ubisoft. Alex, you want to... take the reins, let me know what Ubisoft happened over there.
It was amazing. It was great. It started great, and then it went even better.
That's always good.
Where do I begin? I'll just start with Rabbids. Yeah, so Mario Rabbids, which is your game, Ben. You're going to pick it up, as you just said. It's actually also going to feature a Rayman DLC once you get the
game. That's right. I saw that.
That's going to be new, actually, soon. Yeah, so that looks fun, actually. I thought, oh, cool, Rayman's going to be in there as well, and Mario, and Rabbids, and all that stuff. Like, dang, okay, that's like three awesome things mixed up together. So I can't wait for you and Hannah to talk about that. But.
Yeah, for sure. And it's cool that last time they did Donkey Kong as DLC. So now this time they're doing an Ubisoft character as DLC instead.
Yes, yes. It's nice. That was a good surprise. I thought, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, Rayman, that's Ubisoft. That's awesome. So that's great. That was not the highlight for me. They talked a little bit also about Skull and Bones, mainly about, you know, what you can do as far as like trade and how you can explore and stuff, essentially. Basically more gameplay, essentially, about it. Nothing to talk about, really. If you watch the videos and you've read the blog, it's just more information about the game that you might already know.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest highlight for me, because I'm biased like that, and I've always liked the series, never disappointed me too recently, Assassin's Creed had a big, huge announcement, and I'll get right to it. First of all, next Assassin's Creed coming out on PS5, PS4, and the last game to be for previous gen, so PS4 owners, is called Assassin's Creed Mirage. It is set in the very, very early years in ancient Baghdad, so Iraq, way back in the when it was first being, you know, establishing civilization and stuff. Mm-hmm. Takes about it's about 20 years before the events of Assassin's Creed Valhalla, for you people who are wondering where it falls in the timeline, essentially. Okay. So it's legit ancient stuff there.
Cool.
It's not going to be much of an open world RPG per se. They're saying they're going back to the roots of what made Assassin's Creed, which I'm excited for. It's going to be very assassin-y like, very stealth-based for the most part, just like how the other Assassin's Creed were before Origins came out, which changed the whole nature of that.
So, I wonder if they will keep the side missions as abundant, or they'll kind of slack off and there'll be more story.
That's what I'm wondering too. Yeah. Usually it's a good balance. You can like run up and get side missions as well. So it's going to be interesting how that works. I can't wait to see footage for gameplay, because they haven't done that yet, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the cinematic, as always with Ubisoft, looks fantastic.
I watched the cinematic. Now I can tell you it did look really, really good.
Oh, you did look? Oh,
yeah. Okay. I watched it on YouTube the other day.
It looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. And now I can tell you this, Bank. I told you about getting a Switch. So this is the very, very first time, and I didn't tell you this yet, that I... First of all, pre-order the game. That's a year away. It comes out sometime in 2023. We don't know when. We don't know how. We don't know what month.
What game was that?
Also, pre-order Assassin's Creed Mirage.
Yeah.
But it's the first time I've ever pre-ordered a game that far out. But it's the first time I also pre-ordered the Collector's Edition.
Ooh. On top of
that, it comes with a nice figurine for it and everything. It was less than $200, so that was my justification. And I told myself, you know, I have no Assassin's Creed figurines back there.
That's a good way to do it.
So I'm getting that as well. That's coming my way. So I'm excited.
Nice. Congrats, man. Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you. You guys can still pre-order it. It's still there, and it's cheaper than the God of War Ragnarok Collector's Edition, just saying. Another thing that's coming out. So they were really big on Assassin's Creed. So Mirage is the next official title coming on PS5, PS4. Mm-hmm. Then they announced something called Assassin's Creed Project Jade. It's going to be an open-world Assassin's Creed game in ancient China, but on mobile devices.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to play it on mobile, yeah, it's very interesting. Jade is just a code name. They don't have an official name yet. That's how they've done games, is they go with by color. And then when we get closer, they'll say Assassin's Creed, I don't know, something at that point. But right now it's code name Jade.
And so you can play it like on the Apple Game Store and all that stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Apple Arcade, or Google Play Store. Yeah, it might be that, or Google Play Store if you need to buy it. They didn't give much details as how it's going to be distributed, but I said it's a mobile game. Mobile open world game, which I'm curious how that's going to go. I'm not big into mobile games, but for those of you out there you have it. You have that. So there's this. But wait, there's more Assassin's Creed. I thought they were done, and they kept going. The next one, which people have been asking for it like crazy, and I thought the ship has sailed from that genre because of a particular game. Their next Assassin's Creed game, from what it sounds like, it's Mirage, and Jade comes in somewhere down the road, and this next one comes in down the road. It's called Assassin's Creed Red. Codename Red. So I was trying to find a name. Codename Red. Right. And it's actually set in ancient Japan.
okay.
times. And that's a full-blown console game. It's part of this Assassin's Creed Infinity, where it's going to be a situation where you can like go and log into the Infinity portal world and play different Assassin's Creed games, is what their agenda is, from what it sounds like.
Interesting.
Yeah, I got to read more about it, how they're going to deploy that, how that's going to work. But they kind of were vague about it. But yeah.
It sounds like they're doing a Marvel where they're like, here's our slate of games that are coming out in the next 5 years. You know, like where Marvel tells you very all the movies like they did last week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very different here. But they said this one's going to be like in this Infinity thing, where you log into something, I guess, and you can pick if you want to play this game or another game. And they're going to keep dropping games there, basically. It's going to be interesting. We'll see.
It sounds a little like Mark. Yeah,
it's ambitious.
Hey, I'm Mark, and this is Meta. You want to wear your headset?
Hopefully it's not VR. We'll see. Because I don't know if I'll be behind. But we'll see. Time will tell. We'll see what they want to do.
Yeah.
I thought they were not going to do it because Ghost of Tsushima kind of covered that itch for a lot of people. Playing it, so I'm curious how that's going to rank with Ghost of Tsushima, because that's Japan as well. So true. We'll see. Very interesting. But wait, there's another Assassin's Creed coming out. They announced too. Also, there's more. And like you said, it's like a timeline.
I feel like it's 2 a.m. and I'm watching QVC. Wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. By the way, these are just trailers. There's no gameplay or anything. This next one, it's called Assassin's Creed Hex. H-E-X-E.
No color.
No color, nothing. H-E-X-E. If you watch the trailer, it looks like it's some sort of something to do with like witchcraft. It has this little wood things hanging, like from the coven or something, from witches. A lot of people are speculating maybe like the Salem times, when the witches were around the Salem, that kind of stuff.
But that's what I thought.
Time will tell. We'll see. You can't really tell much from the trailer, as far as I can tell. It's very short. But there's another Assassin's Creed for that matter. So you have like basically 4 games
coming out. Did it say whether that's mobile or console, or did it not say?
Console. Well, it's part of that Infinity, so not mobile, as far as I can tell. Definitely not mobile. Jade is the only
one.
This
is so weird. Why is it in this Infinity portal? I don't understand what that is.
Yeah.
I don't understand if that means they're going to be less quality. So they're trying to set expectations of, like, these are all mini Assassin's Creed games? Or...
Well, here's what I think.
Okay.
Because to answer your question, they said Assassin's Creed Red... Japan, and Assassin's Creed Hex, this witchcraft thing, this Infinity thing, is going to be Assassin's Creed open world RPGs. Versus Mirage is more Assassin's Creed, traditional Assassin's Creed. So I don't know if they're going to have a situation where it's going to have two different categories. They're going to say, hey, Assassin's Creed whatever is going to be our stealth game, and then we're going to add this other Assassin's Creed into our Infinity thing that's going to be open world. It's going to be interesting. I'm like you. I'm not 100% sure how they're going to play it off. But it's not there's two different approaches here. It's going to be interesting.
I don't know why they just don't call them Assassin's Creed and they just call it something else. Like, why does it have to be Assassin's Creed label? It feels a little like, I don't understand. Why can't you just make like, hey, we're making an open world Chinese game. Hey, we're making it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. You have to get a title, I guess. So
yeah,
that.
I guess. Brand synergy.
Yeah.
Whatever. If they're fun games, who cares, right?
That's how I see it. If people are having fun, more power to you. Mm-hmm. There is a Rainbow Siege mobile game coming out for mobile devices. Rainbow Siege, if you play on console, it's coming out there very quickly.
I think Siege is mobile already, so it's probably a different one. I've seen Siege on the Google Play Store before.
Rainbow Six Mobile. It's gameplay reveal just on that event. So yeah, mobile. They have Trackmania coming out. They rejuvenate that again. So that's coming out. They have Division Heartland coming out as well. And Rise of a Republic has some extra content coming. It says here it's teaming up with Vans and it's getting BMX biking. I think they mean Vans like the shoe company. Is what I'm assuming they mean.
Yeah. Did it say anything about Heartland, like a release date, or
for the Division? Let's see here. It just says on track for release. It released in 22 or 23. There's no specific dates, unfortunately.
Okay,
it's very bland. And then very quickly here, let's see. The other thing, which to wrap up the Assassin's Creed stuff here, is they're releasing the last DLC for Valhalla sometime this year. It's going to be the last ever conclusion. DLC is going to be free, they said. So if you guys haven't played in a while and you want to conclude the story, but not play the weird DLC with the gods and stuff, look out for that. Play, conclude the story, and then that's the end of Valhalla, because next year is Mirage. It's going to take over, basically. One final thing I will say is I really liked Ubisoft. It was great, everything. I'm a little more excited for technically today, well, tomorrow, because we're Thursday right now, but the Tokyo Gaming show is happening the 15th mm-hmm. through the weekend. On the 16th, they have Konami having an announcement. They have Square Enix coming announcement. I'm saying Konami because I'd like to see them back in the gameplay field, whether it's a Castlevania game, mm-hmm. whether it's a remaster of a Metal Gear game. That'd be awesome. And then you have Square Enix, and I think it's going to be probably Final Fantasy most likely with some stuff there. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking also, hopefully, maybe some reveal about Kingdom Hearts 4. That's all. That's all I got. That's what I'm excited for. So, yeah.
That'd be nice. Yeah, Kingdom Hearts would be cool. That's very but Konami needs to get, yeah, they need to get back in the game because
I am.
They were like the king, and then Metal Gear, they were the king, and now it's like, what do they have? Like,
not much.
They released that, they're going to come out with that Ninja Turtles collection, but it's like, yeah, I don't know what else they're doing. Yeah.
they're claiming they have a brand new title they're going to reveal, like brand new title in the event. So we'll see what mm-hmm. that's all about. But I'm rooting for them. I grew up with them as a kid, so I'd like to see them back in the play field.
It'll be nice to see them. Yeah. So. It would be nice to see that. I'd love them to just try something with Metal Gear, even though I know Kojima's not there. But try mm-hmm. it. See what it's like and see what people think. And. Mm-hmm. If anything, it'll give something for Twitter to munch on. They'll just get angry and,
yeah,
you know.
Like a little teaser or something.
But
basically, yeah.
More games is never a bad thing. That's what I think.
I 100% agree with that.
And,
yes.
And yes, I wish EA would put more time, money into making Madden and FIFA better every year, not the same garbage. I wish Ubisoft would make these Assassin's Creed games a little bit better and more polished and not just churning out a million of them every year. Yeah. You know, every year they give you a new one. I get that. But on the other hand, we could have nothing to play. So
that's how I see it too.
It's like there's something to look forward to. We've got these really nice PS5s and Xboxes. It's nice to have something to look forward to. So we'll see. We'll see how it all turns out. PlayStation. I'll just run down real quick, Alex, what I saw.
Yes. Yes.
At the top, of course, number one, God of War Ragnarok coming right around the corner. That's the focus right now. All the marketing is on that big PlayStation Studios title. Rightfully mm-hmm. so, it's a great game, it looks great, and they revealed the story trailer, and I'm really excited for that story. Looks like it picks up right mm-hmm. where it left off. You know, I'm blanking on people's names because they have mythological names, and it's hard to remember. We'll just call him Steve that you beat up in the other game. Steve's mom is really mad at you, and she's still mad at you. We're not going to explain why, but... Steve's mom, Glenda, we'll go with Glenda, the good witch. She's nice. In there, I saw, and then I saw Mjolnir, Thor's hammer, and Thor coming at Kratos, and there was a battle between Kratos and Mjolnir and Thor.
Saw that too.
That looked pretty cool. Limited edition DualSense controller. It's dark blue and it's got some, or it's gray with the dark blue logo, I think. It's got some Ragnarok style stuff on it. So that looks really neat. And I don't think I'll pick that up because it'll be like $100 or something probably. Hogwarts Legacy, Haunted Hogsmeade.
Yes.
Shop Quest, exclusive to PlayStation. That, of course, Hogwarts Legacy comes out in February. It's been pushed back. But that's a... an exclusive quest, apparently, that'll be on PlayStation first. So that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars Tales from the Galaxy's Edge. I wrote down, looks like hot garbage. Looks very rough. It was for like the Quest 2, the Facebook Quest headset. Yeah. And it's coming to PlayStation VR 2. And I don't know why they felt so excited to show this off, because we don't even know when the PlayStation VR 2 is coming out.
No, we don't. That's
and I'm not kidding you. It looked like Knights of the Old Republic. That's how rough it looks.
Yeah, I kind of did, actually.
I was like,
you're right.
Yeah, maybe I'll play it, because I love going to Galaxy's Edge. You and I have been to Galaxy's Edge together and separate multiple times. So it's like, that might be fun to kind of have that in my head when I go there, but if it's going to look that bad, I might just read it on Wikipedia or something, you know? Like, Maggie agrees.
She agrees with you there.
She's barking there. And then Pacific Drive looked really cool. That was a new title, never saw before. It had a mixed trailer. It was a mix of gameplay and cinematic. And it was this dystopian world. On your radio on the car, it had like a touchscreen. It looked like future tech a little bit, but it was in like a 70s muscle car, which was really cool. I like both of those things. I like sci-fi and I like old muscle cars. And it was this action-packed game, and you're like driving the car really fast and stuff was raining down. And it literally looked like if you got a 4K TV that can really handle like the power of the PS5 and all the ray tracing and all of that crazy gizmos. Sound like an old man. The crazy gadgets in the machine.
The crazy gadgets in the machines. And
it really looks like stunning, though. Like, that game looked like, I want to play that. That looks fun. You know, and something different. It's not just Kratos punching somebody. It's like a car and you're driving. It looked really different. It looked really cool. That one was my biggest, like, exciting takeaway. And then PlayStation Stars is coming right around the corner next month. You'll be able to get
next month.
Yep. Digital rewards, which for anybody else out there, digital rewards is just NFTs. They're just kind of.
Yes.
Yeah. They're not calling them. They did not say the word, the phrase NFT, fungible. They didn't say token. They didn't say any of that. They said digital rewards. And I was like, all right, PlayStation, I know what you're doing here.
I know what you're doing right there. Yeah, exactly.
But I'll check it out. It's free. I'll check it out.
Why not? Yeah. So,
I am not paying $1 million for a Sackboy digital statue. No. No, thank you. But if you want to give it to me for free, sure, that's fine.
I mean, so if somebody wants to pay me $1 million for the collectible if I have it, I'll take it.
Sure, yeah. You never know. You never know what the future holds. But
right.
But yeah. Anything else there you saw that... Did I cover everything you saw?
You covered for the most part. The only thing that interests me a little bit more than what you explained was the Ronin. I think it's called Rise of Ronin. Basically, kind of like Ghost of Tsushima, but on the Ronin side, open world RPG. I'm interested only because it sounds like the West is coming to invade Japan or something. Oh. So you're kind of like holding off against that. From what I could tell, because it was like the captain with his like Western military uniform, and maybe you're defending against the Western side of the world. So it's gonna be interesting. But looked interesting.
I don't know all that history, so maybe it's history based. I don't know. If it teaches you some of that, that'd be really cool too.
That'd be cool to look into. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm. Not won't be a day one, but might be down the road something I can pick up.
It's Team Ninja, and like I was telling you through text. Team Ninja is notoriously difficult. Ninja Gaiden, you remember Ninja Gaiden series?
That's them. Yes.
That they're making.
Oh.
Ninja Gaiden people are making Ronin. Now, whether or not they're the exact same team as way back then, you know, on the 360 and all that, PS3, but anyway.
Good old Ninja Gaiden, that's right.
Yeah. The only other thing was that Tekken 6 or 7, whatever. Tekken.
Oh, 8. 8.
Thank you. Tekken 79, whatever one it was. Tekken 8. Yeah, that looked freaking stunning. Like, I don't know if that was more props, I think that was a mix too, one of the mixed gameplay mix.
Mm-hmm.
But it was
mixed cinematic.
The lightning and the rain in the background was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. That's pretty gorgeous.
It looked beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. I wish the pandemic never happened for many reasons. And one of the most selfish and stupid reasons is that we would have so many more video games right now that would be announced. But
oh yeah,
because easily. People couldn't work and all of that, it just feels like there's not as many coming on the horizon. But that Tekken has always been the game that showcases the maximum power of a system, you know? And
yes, yeah, seems like
hope more. We're going to get more games down the pipeline that don't feel like PS4 games. Don't come out on mm-hmm. PS4. They come out on PS5 only and are like mm-hmm. maximum, you know. I'm getting more and more of a feeling of we're not going to get the same life cycle as we had before.
Definitely not. Yeah. No.
You know, the PS4, we had games that were kind of on PS3 and PS4. Then they grew. Mm-hmm. Then you had Arkham Knight. Then you had Uncharted 4. Then you had mm-hmm. those games, and you're like, oh, this is a PS4 game. Those other mm-hmm. ones were like right. Assassin's Creed Unity. Remember? It was like, yeah. it's not really yeah, a PS4 yeah, yeah. game yet. And then the Batman yeah. and all of them came, and you're like, this is PS4. This is what it's about. And I'm just right. waiting for that with PS5, and I don't know if it's going to come. I'm kind of nervous it won't come because people can't buy one. And so they have this split, you know. I don't know. That's a whole other topic for another time.
I think you see a little bit. Like, you see Gotham Knights. You see, isn't Hogwarts Legacy exclusive to next gen also?
I think so. I could be wrong
with that. But I know Gotham Knights for sure is definitely exclusive to next gen only. Mm-hmm. So it's they're getting there slowly, but you're right, it's not the same.
Yeah. And before people weren't as vocal as they are now, too. I don't right. feel like
there's that too.
You know, people weren't like, I only have a PS3, why doesn't this work on my PS3? You know. Like mm-hmm. people seem to say that a lot now on the internet. Like, I only have a PS4 and you can't, you know. But I don't know. I'll just
good table discussion for next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I think we'll keep our eye out for the ones that are the most next gen-y, and we'll pick those up, and maybe that'll help encourage it and keep it going. So, but yeah, a lot of good stuff.
We shall see.
Yeah, email us. Let us know what were you looking forward to. Did we miss something totally that was announced, and you're like, what about this? Hello. Let us know. Yeah, because we're really curious. What are you into? What are you looking forward to? But we'll be back next week, probably talking about a game. I don't think these announcements will keep going. So and until then, have a good weekend. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.